You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And I am Fanny Mouye, a.k.a. Randy Douye, hanging out with you guys until 6:30 tonight. So, Zabe, you turned me on to this. I generally don't have a very good filter for it, and this is me, I guess, kind of explaining myself for a second, then I'll tag you in.
You have commander's myopia?
To a degree, I have some Baltimore association. My in-laws are from Baltimore. My brother and sister-in-law are big Ravens fans. Mm-hmm. I have a, I don't know if it's a soft spot. I don't have the venom that some Washington fans have for the Ravens specifically.
Yeah.
But I will say, so I'm on the periphery kind of not fandom for that, you know, whether they win or lose, whatever, but it's a, I have a respect generally for the organization, where I feel like they're pretty smart, pretty well run. They do a thing that I'm always envious of. It's my Terrell Suggs corollary, where everybody goes, he only runs a 4.7. I don't think so. Last in the first round, they go, we'll take him.
Yeah.
We'll figure out what he does well.
Yeah.
And I feel like they do that as good or better than anybody.
Well, that's why I would always check any sort of smack talk towards the Ravens, because they were so much better run than anything. Even the best Dan Snyder year.
Yeah.
You really had no room to talk.
Without a doubt.
But I know a nice smattering of half dozen or so true Raven fans. And I've played golf with them a number of times. And I'm always fascinated to put quarters in their jukebox to get their opinions while playing golf about Lamar and about Harbaugh. So in a way, I'm more attuned to what's going on. And I just saw this week somebody had tweeted that, well, they still don't know if Lamar is going to play on Sunday, and that it could be a coming together, a coming at the heads between him and Harbaugh. Harbaugh is very much on the hot seat, really, for the first time in a while now. There's always been rumblings, but now it's really gotten hot. And so I just saw that. I go, this could be interesting to talk about. On the one hand, a guy like him, two-time MVP, should be tearing the locker room apart saying, of course I'm going to play, right? Why is this even a thing? He left the game when we last saw him with an ouchie on his lower back. And I know it can be bad, but you've had a full week off. This is now coming to it. Aren't you going to at least give it a try? But he's got so much leverage, Danny, because mm-hmm. of this deal, that he may be using this as a way to kind of leverage Harbaugh out if they don't win and if they miss the playoffs. He's got a cap hit of $74 million next year,
which is untenable. And that was
always cannot be eaten.
Yeah, that was always kind of the, whatever you want to call it, the poison pill, or sort of the, everyone understood something else was going to happen at that point.
It's an exit ramp, but it's only an exit ramp if the player cooperates with you. Otherwise, it is a cement barrier that you're going to run into head first as a team. Because all he has to do is fold his arms and say no if he doesn't want to renegotiate. And as far as trades goes, he has a full no trade clause.
In 2 years at $74.5 million is the cap hit for 2026 and 2027.
So that's split in two, so it's 30.
No.
74 plus 74?
Yeah, 74 plus 74. Right? And so, but just
to finish
my qualifier, I always feel like there's always kind of something where, if you're paying attention to it loosely, at this Wednesday, he's on the injury report. I'm not talking about right now, but in general, this Wednesday, he's missing practice because he's sick. And it happens way more to him than anybody else. And there's always kind of a little something, and there's always a little bit of annoyance. But as you said, plays at an MVP level. Should have won the MVP last year, in my opinion. Shouldn't have won it 2 years ago when he did, so we ended up in a good place. Point is, he's excellent. He's in that elite group of three or four where he plays, they win 65-70% of the time.
With
he's
one very crucial caveat, and that is, when the mountain gets steepest near the peak, he turns into a pumpkin.
That's postseason, yep.
That his biggest game stakes moments, you're like, bro, what are you doing? Like the pick he threw, his game was still viable last year in the playoffs, and he threw into like triple coverage, easily picked off. And you look at that play and go, okay, something is not making sense here. Doesn't help that his coach is also not the best when it comes to big game spots. So while I think it might make sense to move on from Harbaugh, if I'm the Ravens, I still want to keep Lamar, but I got to know what his deal is. And he's been so hard to get a handle on because he's just different. Very few guys are doing their own deals. In fact, nobody's doing their own deals but him and his mom. And yet, he's also not really into being a celebrity. Do you ever see him on social media? Do you ever see him in the typical circles, celebrity circles, as other stars of his nature would be? No. He's just like a guy that likes to play football, chill, play video games, maybe too much video games, and doesn't want to pay for an agent. So how do you then scope that guy up?
Well, so in doing a little bit of reading here on this, because again, I generally tune it out as the standard noise when the season isn't going great. This has happened before. And my Ravens family, Ravens friends, you know, kind of to your point, are, you know, sort of like this is the background noise associated. The same way there's a standard operating procedure amount of noise in Philadelphia.
Yes.
For an 11-win team, everybody sure is miserable, right? Now, last year, I can't believe this is a disgrace. The coach is yelling at fans, and they're this and that. Super Bowl, they're great, no problem, right? They're a really well-run organization, but there's a requisite amount of noise and distraction. I just sort of tuned it out.
Yeah,
I wasn't really focused on this. And again, now doing some reading. There's a growing frustration. There's a sentiment now, whether that's leaked from the organization, whether that's great, you know, boots on the ground journalism, digging up sources and finding what you can find. I don't know which, I don't really care. But you got a story now that says there's more frustration with a multi-time MVP, a guy, again, that when he plays, they win more than 70% of their games.
Yeah.
He hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. Right. Neither have a lot
He's
of guys.
He's gone as far as Josh Allen.
Yeah, a lot of guys haven't because Pat Mahomes is in the AFC. Mm-hmm. Now, not this year. This would be a crime to not be in the postseason in a year that he won't be there, and neither will Joe Burrow for that matter.
By the way, sidebar, who are you rooting for Sunday night to close the season? The Steelers and Rodgers or the Ravens and Lamar? Can you not root?
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
For either
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I don't need to see the Steelers win.
They're a hard watch.
That's kind of where I'm at on that. Yeah. I'm good on them.
I'll probably be a UN observer of that game because I really, really can't pull for either one.
Yeah, I won't be disappointed in either direction. I'm one of those, I'd like to be right. Just in general, and that's just kind of my general philosophy. I have said are you a Breaking Bad fan?
Oh yeah.
So you know when Jesse screams about Walt, he can't keep getting
he
away
can't
with this.
Keep getting away with this. Yeah.
I overuse that analogy, but that's my view on the Ravens. The Steelers. I mean, you can't just keep having a terrible offense. You can't just win a game because you blocked another field goal or somebody did something weird and you win 12-6.
Yeah.
Like you can't just keep doing that in today's NFL. And there they are over 500 every year going to the playoffs, losing in the first round. But they keep doing it. And eventually they need that 4-13 season, but they just won't do it. They won't rebuild. They won't ever just get their teeth kicked in. They're always this, and I'm sick of it. I want the other shoe to drop. So I want to be right about that. And yet here's Mike Tomlin just, you know, keeping it on cruise control at 54 miles an hour in a 55. You know, 9-8, losing the first round.
People I run into, guys especially, that have not watched Breaking Bad, I have such contempt for them. I look at them and I say, why not?
It's so available.
I'm like, it's so good. Now, I admit, here's a fun fact. I didn't start watching it till the series had ended on TV. I resisted.
Oh, so you could go the whole, so you could never
no,
wait?
No, not out of strategy. But when Breaking Bad was so big and shows like Family Guy were mocking it with Peter saying, you must watch Breaking Bad. It's the greatest show ever. Like he's hypnotized, you know? I resisted. Then I started watching, and three episodes in, I'm so hooked. But what's crazy is I was watching it, and I got to the point after he blew up Gus Fring. Oh, Darius, come on!
No, I've never watched it.
Shame on you. Shame.
I mean, A, so this is kind of his point, is that you need to watch it. But, what is it now? Okay, 7-8 years since that happened?
So when that important moment happened.
With the bell.
And he had the iconic line, what happened? I won. I thought the series was over. You know why? Because I had gotten mixed up on my iPad downloads of the episodes. And then I realized, because I went to Wikipedia. And I looked at the episode list, and I was like, oh, crap, there's like two more seasons.
Yeah.
And once I was on Wikipedia, Danny, I couldn't help but peek at some of the plot lines. And so I self-spoiled some of the plot lines for the most wild, unhinged parts of that show in the final two seasons, which is the dumbest thing I've ever done. But I still enjoyed the show immensely, even though I kind of knew, like, okay, I think I know what's going to happen here. But it's such an amazing show on so many levels. But yeah, he can't keep getting away with it is one of the great all-time recurring memes all-time and thoughts about this of guys that shouldn't be able to get away with it, yet they do.
100%. So the discussion at hand here with Lamar.
Would you get in the Lamar business? Like, the word is Miami would be perfect.
Yeah, I
back
would.
To his hometown of South Florida. You're going to have to give up multiple ones, easily multiple ones. Is it more than two ones? Given that you have to pay him a lot of money.
That's got to be torn up at first. I don't care who you are. I can't do 74.5 twice.
You're right. Well, that's the thing. You're still going to have to pay him a lot of money. You have to give up minimum two ones. Beyond that would be really twisting my arm a lot if I'm the Dolphins. And remember, you're buying a car that's been in the shop a lot. This has got multiple accident, multiple Carfax reports on it. And then you got to wonder, okay, is he going to be super excited and motivated? Like, I'm going to bring glory to the Dolphins. Or is it like, cool, no more socks. I'm in Miami.
It is a buyer. It's a risk, obviously. Yeah. No matter what you do. The reports now that are troubling is the right word. I don't know if you're full Kyler Murray, where they're gonna have to put a clause in his deal that says please study. I don't know.
I don't know who's gonna get in the Kyler Murray business. I don't know who's gonna get in the Tua business. There are some real wild. Does anyone want to get into the Deshaun Watson business?
I think that ship has sailed as poorly as he played.
I think so too.
Right.
But I've thought a lot of things over the years, Danny, where I said, well, I guess I was wrong about that. Yeah. Someone wants to get into it. What? The Jets thought Justin Fields was a viable QB1. Idiots.
Well, I have been the last, like, the building is burning, and I'm going, no, it's not. I'm the last person to acknowledge it.
You're like, it's going to peter out. This part of the building I'm standing in is not in flames.
I hear the alarm, but we'll be fine.
It's like, come on.
Like, I'm the dude that said there's no way Tom Brady leaves New England. And then he left New England and won a Super Bowl somewhere else. Yeah. So I'm still of the, I don't think Lamar's going anywhere. I just, it's not like he's 40. He's 28 years old.
Well, I think,
multiple time MVP. If you look at last year, it's all bold ink, Zabe. Nothing but bold ink leading the league in everything you could do. We are not that far removed from should have been the MVP level excellence.
I think you're right, but they got to win on Sunday, and then they probably got to win or at least be relevant in their playoff game to keep both him and Harbaugh there.
And that's where I want to go.
If either one of those two happens, then they're not running it back with both Lamar and Harbaugh. I'd be convinced of that.
Let's say they don't. Let's say this back injury. Because here's what I'd want to hear if I'm a Ravens fan. Right now, today, I'd want to hear whoever's speaking from an official standpoint, he's doing everything he can to get back on the field this weekend. We don't know. If I heard that, I would be assuaged to a degree.
Okay.
Right?
Now, words are cheap, though, and NFL teams lie habitually. You
100%.
Know that.
Yeah. But that's all I want to hear at this point is we understand this is a big one. We get that the previous deposits that he's put in, where he played 17 games, 16 games, an MVP caliber performance the last couple years. We understand that, but this one's the latest one. This is a big one because who would want to see us in the postseason? How dangerous are we if we got a fully armed and operational Lamar Jackson with a defense that was garbage in the first half, but now is kind of rounding into form a little bit? We're sneaky. We could bother some people. All I'd want to hear is that he's trying. It doesn't seem to be coming out.
It's not the vibe.
It seems to be more discord.
There doesn't seem to be that urgency. It was like when Burrow said about 4 weeks ago, yeah, if this is not fun, meaning pro football, I don't know what's the point of doing it. You can't say that. Like, the rest of the team has to know that the QB1 is fully pot committed to the whole effort because everyone's livelihoods rides on it. In today's NFL, once that quarterback that can actually do it for you goes down, you are screwed. We saw that acutely right here.
We
this
certainly
year.
Did. I mean, there's clearly something that's amiss with Lamar Jackson. And I'll point to just one simple number, and that's the rushing total. 63 attempts for 340 yards in 12 games.
He didn't have a run over 20 yards this year.
That's to me,
Goff has a run over 20 yards this year. That's in the realm of pro. Are you even trying? So, yeah, that's something weird going on.
Something's clearly amiss. So this is a guy that routinely, when he plays, you know, the full season, has been a 1,000-yard rusher two different times, was a 915-yard rusher just last year, again, with a whole bunch of rushing touchdowns to boot. And it's not the Josh Allen goal line rushing stuff. This is long-distance, back-breaking, third and 15s converted. This is hero-type stuff. This is he should have been sacked for loss of 12 but gained 44. He's incredible. That's not happening this year. That total dynamic has been taken away from his game, whether it's something nagging, whether it's something else, I don't know, but
or
it doesn't
maybe
seem
he's
right.
Just not that into being that guy, or a slight combination of 50% this, 50% that, but that's what you're paying him for. That's what you're expecting. I think the best point from this Florio piece on NBC on Pro Football Talk is the absence of an agent creates another practical impediment to the broader relationship. Because sometimes the team has difficult topics that needs to be addressed, and it's one thing to have a buffer and an agent who could take the message from the organization, hey man, lighten up on the call of duty until 2 a.m., and then present that to your client as an agent in a softer, more constructive kind of a way without pissing them off. So in other words, there's no buffer between the most important player and the head coach in the organization, and when they're not seeing eye to eye, it can get dicey.
This is, to me, a rough patch. It's bad. The season has not gone according to plan. That's obvious. That's clear. That's pretty, you know, yeah. I don't know what else to say about that. They got a chance to go to the postseason by beating a very flawed Pittsburgh team this weekend. Maybe all's forgiven, all's forgotten. Let's say they don't. Let's say they, or if they do, and then they get sandblasted in the postseason. Do you really think they could divorce? Do you really think that the Baltimore Ravens start next year with a different quarterback
yes.
by design?
Yes.
I think
they could.
How real is this to you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being it is a metaphysical certitude it's going to happen, I think it's only a 5, but it's with an asterisk because it all hinges on Sunday. It's very hard to fire a coach who's been successful and they like, and a quarterback who's a 2-time MVP if you are in the playoffs and you have the hats and the T-shirts that say division champs, even with a modest record, even with what your expectations are. So I think it all hinges, but it could absolutely happen. In fact, I would argue that if they look bad and the Steelers own them on Sunday, fire Harbaugh and trade Lamar, if you can, for a couple number ones, and you hit that plunger, that reset plunger, kaboom, real hard.
So we don't normally do call topics on Baltimore sports.
I mean, you'll get a full bank, I guarantee you, because the purple tide has receded all the way down here to where we sit. But are you sure? Because I'm afraid CK will come home from vacation, drive in here, fire you on the spot, and snap my key card in two and say, we are not talking Ravens on this station.
This, I suppose,
but that's your call.
I suppose
your show.
Ravens. Listen, it is Ravens, but it's this. It's a star quarterback who's disgruntled.
Yeah,
or something. Something's going on. A, do you buy that there's any smoke? So I want to know that. B, the second part of it is, here's my attitude, having been in this wasteland before. Never go to the wasteland. You are inside. You have shelter. You don't risk that there's better shelter somewhere else.
Yeah.
This is the trust me, Baltimore, I know quarterbacks place.
There's only
Brian Billick.
I agree with you. You don't want to take the long walk in the woods, as I like to say, when it comes to looking for a quarterback. However, if you're in that warm cabin, if there's a lunatic with a knife trying to kill you inside the cabin, you might have to go outside. If Lamar is so difficult and so much of a pain in the ass and cannot be reconciled with, and he's going to force you to fire the coach, do you want to give the power to Lamar Jackson to say, what's that? Oh, you don't like Harbaugh? You want him fired? Okay. All right. He's fired. You happy now? Like, can you imagine that dynamic? I would never, ever want to give a player that much juice, that much power. That's a recipe for you're going to have more headaches sooner than you know.
Well, I want to.
But it's their team. It's their team. Good luck.
I want to dip into your Aaron Rodgers experience in that regard here when we come back. 800-636-1067. Do you buy that there's smoke? Or do you buy the smoke here that this could lead to a divorce?
And how much catering to the elite star quarterback should be done? And can you not ignore the fact that in the biggest moments, in the highest stages, the guy chokes big time?
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.